Summing up. After Darwin. The Darwinian theory leaves some questions open. There are no fossils of some intermediate and transitional species. It does not explain how individual variability, subject to selection, actually comes about. Population genetics provides the link between the work of Mendel and Darwin's theory by considering the sum of all the alleles present in a population, gene pool, and their relative frequency. The Hardy-Weinberg law. The formulation of the Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium is p squared plus 2pq plus q squared equals 1, where p equals allele frequency of capital A and q equals allele frequency of lowercase a. Allele frequencies remain constant from one generation to another. Genotypic frequencies can be estimated from the allele frequencies. In organisms that reproduce sexually, the law requires absence of mutations, absence of gene flow, large population size, random mating, same probability of survival for the various genotypes. Although in nature populations no longer follow this law, it does provide useful information for predicting the genotypic frequencies of a population and helps to identify the mechanisms that bring about change. Mutations introduce new alleles into the population and are random with respect to the organism's adaptive needs. Formation of new associations between existing alleles, recombination, is often more advantageous than the appearance of a new allele. Gene flow is caused by the migration of individuals and gametes. Genetic drift that occurs in small population by bottleneck and the founder effect reduce genetic variability. Allele frequency is changed by non-random mating. Species. Linnaeus described the species using the concept of morphological species based on appearance. The concept of biological species introduced by Mayer is the one accepted today. Biological species are groups of natural populations that can interbreed and are reproductively isolated from other similar groups. The story of a species starts with speciation and ends with extinction, or with a new speciation that gives rise to two sister species. Speciation is a gradual process triggered by reproductive isolation of some individuals. Allopatric speciation. Allopatric speciation is caused by a subdivision of the population due to a physical barrier. This is the most widespread means of speciation. The effectiveness of the barrier depends on the size and mobility of the species in question. Sympatric speciation. In animals, sympatric speciation occurs by ecological isolation or sexual selection. In plants, polyploidy is common. It is the production of individuals with a supernumerary series of chromosomes within the same species. Autopolyploidy, or deriving from the blending of chromosome complements from different species, allopolyploidy. Reproductive isolation. Two related species can live together without gene flow occurring because of various types of barriers. Prezygotic barriers. Prezygotic barriers are created by environmental isolation between individuals that occupy different habitats. Temporal isolation if the reproductive periods do not coincide. Mechanical isolation for differences of size or morphology. Behavior isolation when some partners are not accepted. Natural selection may favor the evolution of prezygotic barriers by way of reinforcement phenomena when the hybrid offspring are less fit for survival. Postzygotic barriers. Postzygotic barriers are created by reduced vitality of the zygote, reduced vitality of the adult, sterility of hybrids.